This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Count them up. The number of list stories you read at this time of the year. Best this, worst that of 2003. And here is Day to Day's music critic, Christian Bordahl, with some of his top CD picks for the year.
Maybe I'm getting old and crusty and hard to impress, but there weren't any records this year that really bowled me over the way, say, Radiohead's OK Computer did, or even Alicia Keys' first record a couple of years ago. Well, that said, there certainly were some records this year that I really liked, and one of my favorites was put out by a folk trio from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, called The Innocence Mission.
Old days don't come to find me, this sun's just about to climb up over there.
On first listen, I brushed this record aside as a kind of pretty anachronism, like Peter, Paul and Mary or Nico with the Velvet Underground. But that opening track you just heard with the brittle, beautiful voice of Karen Paris kept drawing me in. The Innocence Mission is Karen and her husband, Don Paris, who plays guitar and drums, and bassist Mike Bitts. They all met in high school in the early 80s in Lancaster, and they've been playing together ever since. Their latest CD is called Befriended. One of the first reviews I did for Day to Day was of a record called Fiesta Songs by Senor Coconut and his mighty orchestra. In real life, Senor Coconut is German electronica composer Uwe Schmidt, and the orchestra, for the most part, is his laptop. In 96, Uwe got so interested in working with Latin grooves that he packed his laptop and moved to Santiago, Chile. Well, there, he started blending the normally mechanical, logical sounds of electronica with the loose, syncopated passion of Latin grooves. On Fiesta Songs, he applies this unusual musical marriage to a mix of traditional-sounding Latin tracks and some pop standards like Smoke on the Water and The Doors' Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into these hells we're born. Into this world we are drawn. Like a dove without a bone, I like to roll alone. Riders on the storm.
A couple of years ago, The Strokes put out their first album of gritty garage new wave called Is This It? Critics everywhere thought it was and called them the next big thing, as critics will. And The Strokes, along with The Hives, The Vines, and The White Stripes, instigated a kind of garage rock renaissance, if that's not an oxymoron. Well, this year, the band put out their second effort, Room on Fire, and the critics weren't quite so keen. They called it light, which I guess is fair given that the whole CD only runs about 30 minutes, but I dug it. There's a kind of effortless charm and musical vitality in these songs that just doesn't happen very often. Might as well enjoy it. One of the most unexpected musical pleasures this year was served up by a 16-year-old soul singer from southern England called Joss Stone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gave you my heart.
Now, the first surprise is that she really can sing soul, and without resorting to annoying vocal pyrotechnics a la Whitney Houston. Now, the second surprise is that she's been surrounded by this wonderful cast of players from the early 70s Miami soul scene. The record is co-produced by the cleanup woman, Betty Wright. And Betty brought in a few of her old Miami compatriots, guitarist Little Beaver, who works at Amtrak these days, organist Timmy Thomas, who's a college administrator, and keyboard player Lattimore. The result is just a laid-back, old-fashioned soul groove pleasure to listen to.
When you fall in love, again, boy, take a sip from me.
The Chokin' Kind by 16-year-old British soul singer Joss Stone. Our reviewer, Christian Bordahl.